Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Jesus is speaking. For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst.
Following Jesus is both a private and a group activity. Yes, God loves everyone, and those of us who are believers hear His call as individuals. So we need to make time to be alone with Him, as we heard in yesterday's devotion. At the same time, we should remember that God's intention in stating, "It is not good for the man to be alone," in Genesis 2:18, finds wider application in Scripture beyond marriage. We're to follow Jesus with others who have been similarly called. We see this call to community repeated throughout the New Testament. "Bear one another's burdens," Paul writes to the Galatians, "and thereby fulfill the law of Christ." The writer of Hebrews urges gathering for mutual encouragement, especially in trying times, in chapter 10. And in today's scripture passage, Jesus reminds us He will be present even when only two or three have gathered in His name. All these instances reference koinonia, a Greek word usually translated fellowship in the Bible. It was Luke's term for the healthy Christian community at the church's founding. We are made for this kind of richly layered discipleship with God and with fellow believers. In a world filled with distractions, solitude is an essential Christian discipline. But so is the spiritual discipline of fellowship, where we find the joy and presence God promises when we gather with our brothers and sisters in the Lord.